Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium with Dustin Livers, with your host, Dustin Livers. That's me, if you didn't know. anyway, thanks again. I think this is my 9th show, which is crazy. That means I've been doing this for over 2 months now, so I cannot even believe that. It just hit me this morning when I was making my coffee. I was like, wow, I've been doing this for a while again, and so I feel like I have a pretty good hold on fitting the radio show in my schedule and getting it together. I want to start out with some updates and highlights in my life so all my listeners can know just how crazy it is. It changes this much from week to week. I'm not even lying. People like ask me, you know, how are you so busy? You know, what's going on? And I'm like, it just happens. Like, it just fills up and they can't even believe when I tell them like the differences between week to week. So I was approached by 2 new people last week, well, actually 3, but 2 new events last week. I've decided I'm going to be doing a fundraiser for the group Hello Gorgeous. I don't know if you guys have heard of them before. They're a nonprofit organization. I think they're 501c3 who donate makeovers to women living with cancer. So women, you know, they become thinner. You know, they lose some of their fat, they lose their hair. And so this wonderful organization actually takes these women, puts them into some type of caravan or like a bus or something, and then they actually give them a makeover. I said, yes, I want to be a part of that. I will say this, my grandmother on my mom's side was diagnosed with cancer, and she had to have some of her tissue and the lumps removed. She had it on her breasts. She's still living, thank God, and she's recovered, but she won't say that she had cancer. She'll just say it was something that needed to be taken care of. She just can't bring herself to say the big C word, and I understand that. I mean, I can't fully understand why, but I can empathize with you know, she doesn't want to give it more power than it has, and because it's scary. But yeah, so I said yes. Chrissy, a good friend of mine, she's in charge of it, and she asked me, and absolutely. Another one person, Lance, on the board for the Elks Lodge, approached me. I'm officially doing another benefit for the Elks Lodge. If you guys don't know all of what the Elks Lodges do for people, they're amazing. The Elks people, they have scholarships, they donate money for research looking into various diseases. I mean, they really support every community that they're a part of. And when Lance asked me if I would do another group reading benefit for the Elks, I said, absolutely. It's like my go-to word, definitely. I mean, come on. Those are such amazing opportunities and ways to be able to help people in the community. And why wouldn't I do that? I feel like it's my responsibility, you know, to be able to share and to be able to help other people. I mean, come on. So yes, definitely. I'm so appreciative for Lance for asking me about that. I raised $1,000 in February for them. And Hello Gorgeous, I don't remember how much I brought in, probably a couple hundred at least. But, you know, so it's definitely been a great opportunity to do this. So we're going to actually raise the cap. Last year it was 80, I think. We made it 80 people, and it was sold out like a week or two before the show. This year we're expecting 150. So it's going to be pretty intense. We're going to have it in the ballroom. So yeah, let's see what else is happening. All this happened within this week, okay? Just making sure everyone understands. I was messaged by my fellow Forever Family Foundation certified medium, Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero. If you guys don't know her, she's an absolutely crazy medium. She's good, but she is about as crazy as I am, although maybe a little more wild, actually. I love her. She's great. She invited me to come to Connecticut. She's throwing a huge... I don't know if I want to say conference, maybe sort of like a conference. It's going to be huge. She already rented out this giant building. A few other mediums are coming. I'm actually going to get to meet Kim Russo on The Haunting of. She's like a celebrity. She's got like 300,000 followers on Facebook, and her new book just came out. I'm going to actually get to like hang out with her. So I'm pretty excited and get to share the platform with her. I mean, that's a big deal. So you're Dustin, the fabulous medium, is moving up in the world. The date is set, which means that it's actually happening. Okay. So this is a good sign when we have an actual date. All right. So yeah, because the trip that I was going to go for Mexico, she also contacted me this week. She said she needs another 6 months. So I was so looking forward to going to Guadalajara and doing a reading at this woman's spiritual center. It's a huge retreat. Americans fly down to Mexico just to stay at her center. She's got this great spiritual, this amazing place. But she said she needs another 6 months because she started a choir. I said, wait a minute. I like had to look back on the email. Did I read that correctly? She's hosting a choir. She's conduct. Yes. So anyway, you know, more power to you. If you need another 6 months, I'm willing to wait. So a lot of opportunities, everybody. I'm really, really excited. I'm actually so booked with readings and doing events. That I actually, unfortunately, had to change my availability online. So if you go to my website, DustinLivers.com, you'll notice that I no longer work on Fridays. I can't do it anymore, okay? I just cannot. I have private readings on the weekends that don't show up on my events. I have meetings that don't show up on my events. Let's not forget, I'm in school, okay? I do lots of community work, not just with mediumship, but I do lots of different things in the community. Anytime I can be of service, I say yes. I just always say yes. And then I let them know later if I can't, but I'm just a yes person. I just say yes. so I had to do that. So I work Monday through Thursday now with private appointments, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for events. I'm also, this just happened this week, I've been invited to do a group reading for a book club in Michigan. So this lovely group of ladies, they're African American heritage. So, you know, it gets a little wild over there. So I love my ladies, LaTanya and her girlfriends. let's see. She's hosting me down there. So I'm really or up there. Yeah, Michigan's up. My bad. So I'm going to do the readings at her book club. So I'm really excited about that. So that's what the new events that are booked up, all that literally this past week. And it wasn't even a full week because I had to do this show on Friday instead of Saturday. let's see here. Oh, I took Wednesday night off and I decided to go to the casino. I got a free night stay at the Blue Chip. It was lovely. I won $120. Okay, let me rephrase this. I probably won more than that, but I gambled some. I left with an extra $120 in my pocket. Okay. So I was a happy person. I decided to order room service the next morning, got some delicious bacon, got some frosted flakes and some bananas and berries. And oh my gosh, it was just so nice. I had a hot tub. Oh, I took this weekend off because I'm sure you guys can notice I'm pretty freaking busy. And I just need a weekend, okay? So I haven't decided where I'm going, maybe Indy or Bloomington. I haven't decided who I'm going to go see. But that's happening. Oh, my goodness. This update is taking a long time. I promise we'll get to the theme of the show and then we'll take callers, okay? So you're not waiting in vain, I promise. Give me a couple more minutes. I'm almost done. I've decided that I'm going to be hosting a friend dinner on Monday. So I'm inviting my friends over to have a nice just dinner, a get together, and then we're going to play Cards Against Humanity. You know, I think it's always important to go back to your close group, okay? I mean, we all have a group in our life of either our parents or siblings or best friends. You know, I really think it's important to make sure that you know that the people in your life know that you love and appreciate them. So I thought a nice dinner would be really nice to do for my friends. Our research is ready to launch that I'm doing with Dr. Borshak and my best friend Charlie and my good friend Jake. We are almost ready. We got IRB approval, which if you guys don't know, I don't blame you for not knowing what IRB is. I wish I didn't know what it was because it's god-awful. You have to go through all this process because, Lord forbid, you should hurt somebody psychologically with your tests because somehow the words are going to jump out of the screen and attack you. I don't even know, but whatever. We have to go through this when working with human subjects. So we're ready. And then a new research opportunity came up where I'm going to be working with Kylie, the head of the counseling department at Indiana University South Bend. She wants me to help her with her grief project. So she actually tests people who know that a loved one is going to be crossing over and then works with them to see how they're experiencing that. And I thought, my God, if I could do that with my work or do some type of center and let people know, you know, there is another side here. You know, we all have a journey. It's a process. That would be an amazing healing experience. And just to be a part of her research is just amazing, you know, because I'm sure I could add some more insight into this that maybe she hasn't thought of or definitely the people that she's testing haven't thought of. So I'm really excited. And she actually knows Dr. Borshak. They're friends. They're collaborating on a project. So I know I have my way in through the door already. My goodness, because she already name dropped me and said, he's great. He's an awesome person. So anyway, lots of stuff. That's all I have on my list. That took me 15 freaking minutes to talk about this, okay? Now imagine me on the phone making all these calls and sending emails. Yeah, that's why I can't work on Fridays. let's see. The theme of the show, understanding the process. So let me just take a breath. Let's just reground here. So the process, what do I mean by that? So the process behind reading. So you know how I work. We've talked about this before on the shows. Okay. So you know I have symbols, I have feelings and things to be able to validate for other people what's in my library. Okay. But there's a process behind it. It's not just me saying the stuff and the client receiving the information. I mean, it's just the experience of sitting there. I have clients that come into my office and they just start crying. And I was like, why is this happening? I couldn't understand. And I think it has to do with the energy of my office and the space. I think some people don't have a place to be safe and a place where it can be calm and that they can be heard or even have this opportunity to just be with somebody else who knows that they're not going to hurt them or be judgmental towards them. I mean, it's a phenomenon that I still don't fully understand. I mean, literally people coming in, sitting down and just crying. I mean, I have a box of Kleenex on my table that, you know, because readings do get very emotional, and I had one that I'm going to share with you guys last week. Not right now. I'm going to take a caller first, and then I'll share the story. It reminded me why I do what I do. But it was, you know, that's just a whole nother ball game with people just coming in and crying, you know, and there's more behind the messages. It's like sometimes people will say, yeah, I understand that, I understand. And then they don't really get it until they go home and listen to it. And then they can put the pieces together. I've even had people say, oh, yeah, that sounds like so-and-so. Then they go home, listen to it, and they say, oh, my God, no, I know exactly who that is. And then they say, no, 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 that wasn't this person. That was this person. And it was like, oh, my God, like this huge thing. And then they say, it makes total sense now. I understand. Because, you know, some people may roll with the information and they may say, yeah, okay, that sort of fits. But there's reasons behind the stuff that spirits talk about, you know, and the first few things they say are usually important either to the person, the client, or to the spirit. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why they share the information that they do. Maybe later on in the reading, they kind of throw in some stuff here and there, you know, just to make sure everything's going and everything's all right. But you know what I mean? I'm a kind of a skeptical person. I really am. I'm a researcher. I have a degree, you know. I mean, but I have standards for myself and I have standards for other people. And I think when you're going to do this work, especially when your clients are vulnerable, you know, they're grieving, they're sad, they want to know what to do with their lives. You should kind of, you know, approach that with a sense of responsibility and of, you know, really looking out for the best interest of the client. You know, it kind of bugs me when people say this is a hobby for them. You know, I'm like, this isn't really a hobby. You know, it's really therapeutic, I think. At least that's my view of it. You know, I mean, everyone has their own views, but I'm just saying what I think. But yeah, I've been talking forever and ever and ever. I want to hear some feedback from someone, either about maybe a little bit of the process. I know I touched on it. I haven't talked a whole lot, but or some feedback on my new schedule and all the stuff I'm doing. Let's just hear from somebody. Let's see who's out there. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Yes, hello. Are you taking calls for readings or...
I am, yeah. So I want to hear first, what do you think about the show or how is it going so far? And then what your name is and where you're calling from. And then, yeah, I'm more than willing to do a reading.
Okay. Well, I like the show. I learn a lot from it and the process that you do.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My name is Helen, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, I was just in Maryland about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was visiting my uncle. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if your phone's iffy or...
Okay. My question is, I'm looking for a job in the journalism field, and I just want to know, like, I don't know when I'll get that job or when I'll be starting.
Okay, so I can give you a little bit. I don't really work with people asking questions. I usually just feel the energy and then give them what I'm getting. That's usually how I work. But let me see if I can give you a little bit. It's probably not going to be as specific as me working how I usually work, but let me see if I can give you a little bit of what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay. All right, so I'm not going to lie. I'm seeing an hourglass, and they're saying you're kind of like running out of time. So are you like on a time frame or something where you're looking for this?
No.
Like, are you like, let me see here. I'm seeing an hourglass of running out of time. I don't know if you're like, or are you running out of money or something? Is that what's happening?
No.
There's something. Give me a second here. I think it's going to be a while. I'm just saying, I'm seeing an hourglass, so it's going to be a while. I'm sorry to say this, Helen, but I think it's going to be longer than you want it to be. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. Give me a second here. Let me look, because I'm seeing an hourglass and like time ticking, and I think it's going to be a while. let's see here. Let me see here. I also see you. Do you work online? Because I'm seeing a computer. Is that like you're
No,
saying?
but I am applying to jobs online, but I don't work online.
Oh, okay. Is that like new or something? Because I don't know why they would show me a computer. So is that like, are you not used to that or something? Or this is like new or.
I don't work online.
Okay. Well, what I'm asking is this like a new thing for you, though? Like using a computer or something, or looking for jobs or
No.
something?
No.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time reading you. I really am. Because I don't usually work like this. Like, people don't usually ask me questions. I usually just open up and feel it. But I am seeing an hourglass and a computer. So I think it's going to be a long time, and I think it's going to be the job is going to be on, or you're going to get a contact online, but it's going to be longer. But I'm not getting any specifics. Like, I'm really not feeling any specifics. So I think it's going to be like a while. Okay. So,
Right. Well, thank
yeah,
you.
I'm sorry about that. I really wish it would be soon, but I don't think it's going to be soon. Like, I think it's going to be. Yeah. So, oh, okay. Looks like she hung up. Yeah, I usually don't work like this. So I don't usually have people ask me questions and then see what they look into. You know, like I've been doing this for like 4 or 5 years. I'm a medium with, and I'm usually a medium. I don't usually do psychic readings anyway. But yeah, it's, I do think it's going to be a while for her. I'm not going to lie. I don't actually think she's going to get a job for a long time. I didn't want to say that. But yeah. Hopefully she'll be all right, though. It sounds like she doesn't need it, right? I think that's what she said, so. Let's see what's happening here. So, yeah, what was I saying about the process? Yeah, so it's a process. 'Cause yeah, people will go back. Okay, so I record every single reading. All right, I do this. I record the entire session, and clients will go back and re-listen to it, and they'll really start to put like the dots together. You know what I mean? and I don't ask for anything for when clients come into my office. So they don't ask me questions like Helen did, but she didn't know that. You know, I think this is her first time ever tuning in. I don't ask for that. The only thing people put down is their name and phone number on my scheduler and the type of reading that they want. I don't look up area codes. I don't do anything like this. I don't have time. That's literally it. And if a client starts to go on a tangent talking about their life, I will stop them. Okay? Because I want to make sure that I can maintain as much non-judgmental, what was I going to say? Yeah, so I'm not as I'm not using like my intellectual mind, okay? I'm just saying what I'm getting. Does that make sense? So I really try to like detach from this. let me see here. What else is happening here? Oh yeah, so there was a super emotional reading last week. I'm not gonna say any names or anything. For confidentiality purposes, but it was really, really intense. Okay, so I was reading this woman. She calls me up. You know, just I think it's like a typical reading. I thought it was going to be regular, and I was connecting to this. I knew it was a male. I was having a hard time with the relationship though, but I had a really good personality. I said, you know, he used to yell, his face would get really red. Like he was like a really intense guy. I knew he was young. And he made me feel really like dizzy, loopy towards the end of his passing. And he made me feel like blows to the chest. And I didn't understand what this meant. Okay. So, this woman's just nodding. She goes, "Yeah, I understand all of that." You know, I've always a phone reading, but I pictured her nodding, okay? And she's like, yeah, I can understand this. I was just having such a hard time. She said, well, what color was his hair? Okay, well, and I don't usually encourage questions, but I said, I don't know what this means. I'm seeing a rose, like a red rose. And she said his hair was red. I said, oh, okay. So she goes, yeah, she said that was my son. And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, okay? So anytime you're dealing with a parent who's lost a child, it's really hard. You know, it's just one of the more challenging parts of my job. I was going on, and she said, yeah, we used to get in heated debates, and we would yell from across the room and all this. And he was a little party guy. Like, he was, like, drinking and, oh, my gosh, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, the way he passed, I said, was really, like, shady and dark. And I said, I'm seeing, like, a wooded area. Like, I feel like he's in the woods or something. And I said, I don't know what this means, but he says there were ashes. And usually when I hear ashes, that means someone was cremated. And she starts, like, she starts crying on the line. Okay. So imagine me, all right, I'm just, like, doing this. I'm just sitting here, okay? I'm letting this woman have her space, process this. And she said her son was brutally murdered, okay, put in the woods. And she doesn't know what happened. The police report doesn't say everything that happened. She said the body was burned to try to stop the evidence. So that was what I was seeing with the ashes. And I was just on the line with this woman. And I was just like, I am so sorry, you know. I mean, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know if I should keep going or if I should stop. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, my God. So I gave her some time, you know, on the line. And then I felt, you know, I got more evidence from him. But it was just like, it was one of those times when you work or when you're living your life and you kind of get that feeling and that insight into, like, this is why I do, like, what I do. You know what I mean? You get those feelings, like, I'm making a difference, you know, like, I'm doing something. And when this, it was so hard. She sent me a message later saying, I know how hard that was for you, and I want to thank you for doing this, you know, because it's draining, okay? I mean, especially when you're dealing with that intense, like, just talking about it, I'm sure you guys can hear, you know, the emotion and the breath out of just me talking. It was just so intense, but it was one of those times where, yeah, you really know that you're doing something. On a happier note, there was another reading last week with this really, really nice guy. I won't say his name, but it went really smooth, real great. What was crazy, though, is I went to class yesterday, and my friend, Jenny, stops me and says, you read one of my friends. And I said, oh, who was it? And then she said it was the guy. And I said, oh, yeah, I do remember. She goes, he won't stop talking about you, you know. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I feel kind of awkward because, like, I'm just going to class. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to sit down. And here's, you know, Jenny talking praises, you know. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, it's kind of embarrassing, you know, because I don't want to draw attention to myself, you know, in the classroom because, you know, we're all on an equal page and we're all learning and we're all there. I don't know. I just felt a little embarrassed. I can feel my face getting hot when I'm talking about it right now because it was just like, oh, my gosh, you know, it was really cool. It was nice to hear, but it was still, like, kind of embarrassing. So that was fun, too. Let's see what else is happening. So let's about the process, and then I'll take another caller, and then I'll work the way I usually work. So I'll just open up and see what I'm getting, and then we can see what happens. So let's see here. So yeah, the process. So the bottom line is, whenever you're doing any of this work, we don't fully understand, what someone else is going through. Okay, so we can empathize, like, we know what it's like to feel pain or to grieve or happiness or fun or, you know, what those feelings feel like, but we can't really know fully what someone else is going through. So when I connect to a grandparent, for instance, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I have nothing against grandparents, but usually when that happens, but someone who doesn't have a lot of losses in their life, or it was someone who had a very strong connection to their grandparent, okay? Because when I do that, I'm kind of like, all right, you know, it's somebody's grandma. I have to really nail the evidence here. You know what I mean? Because it's like everyone will say, oh, you know, yeah, we all have a grandma or a grandpa that's passed, you know. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's important sometimes. We don't know if that person that, you know, was like the number one person in the client's life. You know what I mean? Like some people, their grandpa is like their hero, or their grandma was like the only one who showed them unconditional love. You know, I mean, you don't know for sure. And we can't necessarily say, I will never forget this one time. I was doing a show at the Nova Country Club in South Bend, this really hoity-toity fancy club. Really nice people, though. All of them were really nice. And I was bringing through this woman's grandmother. And I said, do you have, like, the tattoo, like, on the back? But it's in remembrance of, like, this person. And she was like, yeah. And she, like, shows her tattoo, and it's, like, a little angel on her back. And it was so, you know, it was like, oh, my God. For someone to get a tattoo in memory of their grandparent, that's a big deal, you know? They must have had an influence on their life, you know? So it was pretty cool. But, yeah, so that's just my own biasness I know that I have to get through. And that will make me a better medium when I can put that to the side and say, you know what? Some people need to hear from their grandparents, you know? Or, you know, maybe even like a great-grandma. I think I have a couple great grandmas come through. It's really funny because I remember this one I was linking with one time. She showed me those old glasses, like with like the little chains on the sides. So like when they fall off your face, they're still like hanging from your chain. That was really funny. But yeah. So the process, we just don't know fully. You know what I mean? We don't know. I'm just there to deliver, and you receive the messages that I believe you need at that time. You know what I mean? Or the information. Like my client yesterday, the first feelings I was feeling with him were this sadness, this emotional. It was a psychic reading. It wasn't a mediumship reading. I said, I feel like a lot of this sadness and some like stress and headaches. And the next word I wrote down was divorce. And I said, oh goodness, are you divorced? And then he says, I'm in the process of divorcing right now. And I said, oh boy. So, you know, it was, we never fully understand. But he understood a lot of the things I was saying in the messages, you know, and just that one piece of knowing that you're feeling the divorce and you're feeling the sadness and the feelings, and then being able to say, I understand what you're feeling, or not understand. I shouldn't say that. I can empathize with you on what you're feeling. It lets the client know that they're not alone. You know what I mean? That someone else is feeling those feelings. And I think that's important, you know? I mean, I don't know. I may be kind of weird, but I think that's important. So, all right, well, I am ready to take the next caller. So I think I'm going to work a little more about, like, how I usually work with this next caller. So I'm not going to lie. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so let's see. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I love your energy. You're very funny.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It was very interesting. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mary and I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mary. I actually have some family from Georgia.
Really? Don't say
yeah.
In the northeast Georgia in the mountains.
I think we were from the mountains, yes, but I can't
mm-hmm.
tell you what place in Georgia, but I do remember my family talking about mountains.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe we're in the same town. No.
I do remember the mountains. I do remember that. Okay. Well, Mary, I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask me anything about like the process or the show. And then I don't want you to tell me anything about what's going on, but I'm going to connect to you and then give you a little bit of a reading, okay? Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
Okay, so do you have any questions about the process or any questions about me, anything like that?
No, I don't. I totally understand the process. So I think that, I know that sometimes, you know, mediums are definitely not psychics, so not definitely not, but...
Yeah, well, there is a difference, okay?
Right.
Yeah, all right, perfect, yeah. I can do a little bit of psychic things, but it's usually the way I work is it's more past-oriented and present, not so much the future.
Okay.
But, like, plans we have now... And, like, the things that we're dealing with and kind of, like, some insight into why this is happening or what's – does that make sense?
It does.
Mine are more oriented towards that way. But, yeah. All right. Well, Mary, give me a second to connect, and then we'll see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Okay. I have no idea what that means. Give me a second here. I haven't seen that. All right. So I actually feel like I'm connecting to someone that's passed, okay? Let me see here. Okay, so this is definitely a positive woman. Let me see here. Okay, so I do feel a woman coming through. She's very warm. I feel like this warm, like, fuzzy feeling with her. she does make me feel, unfortunately, though, pressure in the head. When I feel pressure in my head, that's my symbol that someone passed from either a mental disorder like Alzheimer's or dementia, or they had like a stroke or something inside the head that caused them to pass. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, give me a second here. She also, unfortunately, makes me feel very stiff and like restricted in my movements. Because I don't think she could move like she wanted to at the end. Do you understand this?
Right.
Okay, because she says, tell her I can move again. Okay, because she says that this is really important for you to know. let me see here. This is also, let me see here. Unfortunately, she does make me, she says there's a lot that you actually need to hear from this. You should be calling me for an appointment because she says there's a lot you need to know about her. She says, unfortunately, she also restricts my throat area, which is my symbol that she could not communicate in the end or you didn't have the chance to say goodbye to her. Do you understand this? Because...
Yes.
And she says, tell her that that's fine. Is this like your a mother or like grandmother? Do you understand this?
My grandmother was at a distance, and I did not. They put the phone up to her ear.
Okay.
You know, and I had no idea what was going on.
So, oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those things that they just, you know, that's what they did. And I was like, all I said is, Grandma, you just need to fight. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I mean, it was just, you know, anyways. And then my mom, she slipped into like a, she died of septicemia.
I don't know what that is.
Blood poisoning.
This is something I feel more in my head. So I might be with your grandmother then.
Because
I feel my head area. Well, because there has to be the movements. Was she unable to move or something towards the end? Do you understand this? There was...
Oh, yes.
Okay. I think I'm with her then because I'm really... I mean, the information's making sense. I feel like I was with a mother here. So either mother or grandmother. And then the personality is the same, correct? The warm and the kindness.
Yes.
Okay.
Both of them.
This
actually.
Is where I'm gonna. You're gonna laugh at me because I swear to God, she's showing me this. She's showing me a refrigerator. I know you're gonna laugh. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there was a new refrigerator or you need a new one or what's going on with the fridge. There's some. Do you know about the refrigerator?
I do. That comes to my grandmother because she had gotten up in the middle of the night to get a drink, and she fell. She had a seizure or something, and she kept knocking on the floor for the person under. You know that she lived in an apartment, and that's how they found her.
But
I had a dream about that, except in the dream she was trying to get up, and she kept falling to her right, and shortly after that they amputated her leg.
Oh my goodness! I'm so sorry, Mary. She's using this to let you know that it's her, and what she says she needs to tell you that she can move again, that she's not dealing with those problems that she was dealing with here in the physical world. She says that's really important for you to know, because when the spirit says that, they usually what that means is that unfortunately, when you remember your grandmother, you remember her dealing with those issues, and she says she wants you to remember that. To know that she doesn't have those issues anymore. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So she says, I'm no longer restricted or anything like this. Let me see here. There's how do you connect to this? This is really, it could mean a couple things. Okay. Usually when I see a puzzle piece, that either means that somebody really liked puzzles. Do you understand this about the puzzles?
Yes.
How do you connect to the puzzles?
Well, there's two. One, she loved puzzles.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she loved puzzles. She loved them. I mean, she would sit and do puzzles forever. And the other one is that there was always something that I felt like I couldn't put it together. I couldn't put things together because of, and it had to do with on my father's side of the family. And it was something that, you know, it was like I just didn't understand. And all of a sudden there was my mother told me many years later, I was like 36, that she had had a child. My sister was my half sister, and I didn't know that. It was very well hidden. And then there was a and on my father's side of the family, we were never totally accepted.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, Mary, I think I'm with your grandmother, and you're talking about the puzzles that she's doing.
Okay.
So, she's coming through pretty strong. So and that's funny, because I was just talking about grandparents earlier in the show.
Well,
so
you would
really
like her.
And I have a grandma here, so she's backing me up right now. So there's – she's, like, important, you know. She does actually show me this a chair – okay. And I think it has, it moved or it had like the seat that like flops up or, you know what I'm talking about? The propping up thing.
Right.
Did she have that? Was that like her chair? Did she always sit in that? Cause she talks about this. Okay. Cause she says, tell her I'm still chilling out in my chair over here. So I can assure you that she's got one when she crossed over. She wanted one of those chairs. let me see. Let's see. I'm trying to see if she has anything that she wants to say to you or what's going on with you. So let me see here. This is I'm not exactly sure what she means by this. She talks. I'm seeing what looks to be the number 20 or 20s. I'm not sure. Did she pass when you were about 20? Or in your 20s or something? There's something about 20 or 20s.
No.
Not sure what
No.
I'm not. She's talking about here, because I'm seeing the number 20. Unless she lived in the 20s. I mean, was that when she was born?
She would have been, because she would have been, she was 98 when she passed. So, yeah, she would have been.
And so she is that
like, she
old?
Would have been like, yeah, she would have been like, she would have been born like in the probably, yeah, she would have been born like in the 1900s.
Holy
early
crap.
1900s, yeah.
Okay, she's talking about, give me a second here. She's talking about the 20s. Oh, my good, I didn't realize we were going that far back. Okay. Give me a second here. That's like 100 years ago. I'm just saying that is. It's like, that's a long time.
It is. She lived through the Great Depression. Yes, she did.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me see here. Let me see here. Yeah, she shows me her, this is really interesting, walking. I'm actually seeing a city. Did she live in when she? Oh God, this is. I don't even know if you would know this because this was so long ago. Did she live in the city when she was younger? Do you know about this? Like I see her walking.
No, she grew up on an island off the coast of Maine, but Portland was the city, and they would go over, take the ferry across to go into Portland. So yes, that's she had to go across the island.
She says this is a big deal. That's the big connection, something about walking in the city. So if she lived in the country and she had to take a freaking ferry to go into the city to walk around, this would be what she's saying. It was something important to her that she really liked. You know what I mean?
Right. She loved the coast.
She shows me walking down and just like looking into like shops and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it was a big deal. It was something that she enjoyed. Let me see here. Let me see here. There's, I'm not sure where this comes in. There's also another, I'm not sure where that comes in. I know your name is Mary. Is there another Mary? Is there somebody else with that name? Or,
Yes, but I'm not sure because I know I was named after somebody, but I think it was on, I don't know if it was on my mom's dad's side, which would have been her husband's side. It's somebody in the family.
Okay, she says, she talks about your name, like there's another named Mary. So she might be saying that she's with the other person you were named after, okay? Because she's validating this other piece that there's someone else with the Mary. Let me see here. I think you're gonna laugh at me about this. I think she's talking about a dog. Let me see here. I'm not sure what she's talking about. I almost feel like there's gonna be another dog or a dog. I'm not sure do you like dogs? Are you thinking about getting a dog?
Oh, I love dogs. I have a little dog that she's not doing well.
Oh, okay. Because she's talking about this dog. It's, let me see here. I think she also likes dogs because she's bringing this up and she makes me feel a sadness, okay? So I think she did like the dogs or care about them, you know what I mean? Let me see here. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. She shows me another dog. So I almost think you may be getting, after this one, I don't know how I want to say this. Let me think here. After you can feel from this experience with this dog, I do think that she says there might be another dog coming up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Talks about
it's okay.
This. let me see here. There's that might be what another dog means, because I was like, what do you mean another dog? I don't understand. Okay. So let me see. But yeah. Yeah, she's just kind of chilling out, and I see a flat line with you. So what that means is that things are going okay, and they're going to be smooth. Does that make sense?
Thank God, because they've been rough. I'm glad you didn't see something that was going all over the friggin' place, because I'd be like, I'm at the end.
I see a straight line, so I think things are gonna like smooth out. So I think the worst parts are over. So
thank you. You know, maybe it's living on this, you know, up in the mountains, looking out at the river every morning, just like let the water take the energies away.
That does not sound too bad. Yeah. No, this is interesting. She does say one last thing, and then I am going to let you go to wrap up the show, talk a little bit more about the process and what's going on. She actually shows me something about the clouds. This is interesting. So do you, like, go outside and, like, look at the clouds or something, or, like, watch
them?
Yes,
we used to lay on the ground when I was, you know, I would lay on the ground with her, and we would look up at the clouds and pick out images throughout the clouds.
Oh, my, out of here. You would do that with your grandma?
Yeah, just lay on a blanket or lay in the grass.
Someone does that. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God, no,
you
I've never.
You should do it someday. It's very, just go out and if you have a yard. I don't know if you live in a condo or something. But, yeah, if you can, wherever you are, just lay down on the, you know, grass and look up and just watch, and you'll be surprised what you see in those clouds.
Oh, my God. No, I remember doing that as a child, but I have never heard, and I've done thousands of readings, somebody doing that, like, with even a parent or somebody. Like, this is the first time that anyone's ever, like, said that. So that's amazing. So you must have had a really strong connection with your grandma. Do you understand that?
She was very special. She is still very special.
Well, she still feels the same way about you because she came through very strong, okay? Because she had a lot of very specific evidence to give.
I would love to talk to you more. So how do I get in touch with you?
You can schedule an appointment right on my website. It's www.dustinlivers.com. And I think it's on Blog Talk, too. If you click on my profile here, I think I have my website, my info on there. And you can schedule right online. So you can go onto my website and literally schedule an appointment right on there. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary, so much. This was saved me from the other reading earlier. I was a little off.
It was all right. It's okay. It's a...
okay.
You have a great day.
You too, Mary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. She is such a sweet lady. But yeah, so there is a process, okay? So, you know, I mean... Mary's grandma came through very strong, okay? I'm sure we can all agree with this. You know, the puzzles and the clouds, I mean, those are pretty, like, that's some good evidence. So, and then the city, I didn't realize walking in the city was that big of a deal, you know? She had to take a freaking ferry to go to the city. Yeah, if she lives on an island, my God, you know, that's a big deal. So, you know, I mean, that's some good stuff right there. So I want to thank her grandma for coming through so strongly. You know, it's I'm just the middleman. You know, I just deliver the messages. I really just thank the people for being able to receive them and for being able to communicate them. You know, and I'm just here in the middle, just living my life. You know, so yeah, it's just great to be able to do that. So. Oh, yes, there is a process. I know in this show I haven't really delved too much into the process, but there's so much more than just the reading. There's, you know, what's going on the other side, what's going on in the client's life, what's going on in the medium's life. You know, all these things have to be in alignment to be able to deliver the messages very easily. That's why there are so many different types of mediums. There are very serious mediums, and there are very not so serious mediums. You know, like me, I'm kind of more not so serious, but I can be if I need to be, okay? Especially when someone's grieving and they need that space, they are going to get that space. And if somebody tries to not let them have that space, they're going to hear from me and they're going to know that this person needs that space, okay? You know, there's professional mediums, and then there's not so professional mediums, and there's young mediums and old mediums, females, men. There's you know, all kinds. And I think that's why there are so many and so many different kinds. because people resonate with different energies. You know what I mean? And the mediums are going to be able to get different things from the people. So I'm 23. I'm going to be able to get different information and validate different things than someone who's in their 60s or 70s. They're going to have a different way of connecting. They're going to get different info. You know, but we don't know exactly what our client is going through. You know, I've had people, like, again, break in tears. I've had one man come in who had a panic attack, and I asked him, I said, are you okay? You know, I'm not going to push this on you. And he's like breathing heavy and pacing back and forth. And he says, I'm fine, just give me the information. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm sitting over here with, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, he says he's okay and he can handle it. And I guess I'll keep going. Maybe I should have stopped. I don't really know. It was, and thank God that's never happened again. But yeah, a lot of different things happen in this office. Okay. So that's all I'm going to say. But I wouldn't ever trade it for the world, you know, even delivering hard messages, like connecting to a child that was brutally murdered, you know, and then it was, oh my God. I mean, it's just so intense. Not all of them are happy grandmas, you know, like Mary's grandma. You know, I mean, oh my goodness. But oh, yeah, I just think in my mind, you know, it's not a question of why me. It's a question of why not me. You know, I mean, it's if someone's got to do it and someone's good at doing it, why not, you know, just embrace it and move forward. You know, I just figure there's a reason for why I can do what I do and why I know what I know and I learn what I learn and I move forward and I have that mindset. But, you know, it's at the bottom of the day, at the end of the day, it's just me and you, and, you know, we're going to see what happens in the reading. And I think you get what you get, you know, and you take what you came in, and that's my job. That's what I do. So thank you all so much for listening today. You can follow me on Facebook, Dustin Livers. Please know that Dustin A. Livers is my personal page. So if you want to follow my business and what's going on and subscribe to my events and things that are happening, go on to my Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram, Dustin Livers, on Twitter, Dust the number 10 Medium. And if you want to schedule an appointment, you can go on my website, dustinlivers.com. Again, I work Monday through Thursday. Monday and Wednesday, I have a noon, 2, and 4 appointments open. And Tuesday and Thursday, I take a noon and 2. And that's my work schedule. So I take 10 clients a week. I have lots of events coming up, lots of readings. Riverside, Michiana Paranormal Investigation stuff is happening. And I am going to be moving the date of the show, or the time of the shows and the weekday, to Fridays at 10. I think this works a lot better in my schedule. And plus, it gives me the evening to be able to go out and dance. Not going to lie, I have a couple of drinks when I go out and dance. But listen, I'm living my life too. It's okay. So thank you guys again for tuning in to The Fabulous Medium with your host, me, Dustin. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.